Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. President Trump's Liberation Day tariffs are now scheduled to take effect next Thursday, and small businesses in Minnesota are fearing the worst. Sarah Pippenberg of Vinaigrette in Minneapolis says the majority of their olive oil and balsamic vinegar are imported from the EU, and the bottles come from China.
So when you have multiple areas, at what point am I going to close my door? I have been a critical Main Street business for 15 years.
Pippenberg says tariff rates on European products are set to go up by another 15% and China even higher. Ortonville in western Minnesota is the host site for the governor's pheasant hunting opener in October. The DNR and several state agencies are already planning the activities. Commissioner Sarah Stroman says pheasant hunters will be able to enjoy 85,000 acres of public land within a 30-mile radius of Ortonville. Minnesota is the number one turkey-producing state, and the new agriculture budget includes more money to fight off avian flu. Senate Ag Committee Chair Eric Putnam of St. Cloud says they invested in turkey lasers to protect the industry.
It's an infrared laser that goes out that only birds can see, and birds don't like it when they do. So they don't go through it. So what you actually do is you put a laser on either side of your turkey barn. And so it puts out a kind of full wide radius of this infrared beam, and the ducks and the geese don't go near it.
The new ag budget includes $4 million for bird flu prevention. And the Minnesota Historical Society is laying off nearly 40 employees. Officials say 36 full-time, part-time, and seasonal workers are being let go due to a challenging economic environment. The Historical Society operates 26 sites across the state. The State Department of Agriculture is looking for submissions for the Minnesota-grown Retailer of the Year contest. Coordinator Rachel Vandre says it's a fun way to recognize local grocers for their partnerships with farmers.
This is our way of saying thank you to them and rewarding them for the efforts that they do to stock local products, everything from meat and dairy to produce, but also wine and cider. And there's so many things that are grown and raised right here in Minnesota.
She says submissions for Retailer of the Year can be made on the Minnesota Grown website. And the Minnesota Twins dumped 10 players, or nearly 40% of the roster, before Thursday's trade deadline. The biggest move, sending Carlos Correa back to the Astros. Other players traded include Willie Castro, Harrison Bader, Ty France, Chris Paddock, Juan Duran, Griffin Jacks, Danny Coulomb, Brock Stewart, and Louis Varland. This is MNN.